प्रतिकक्ष्यां प्रार्थनेन गीतेन च आरम्भं कुर्मः, अनन्तरं गृहकारस्य चर्चां कुर्मः, कक्षायाः अन्ते शान्तिमन्त्रं समर्पणा प्रार्थनां च वदामः। सर्वेभ्यः मिलित्वा गायन्तु यदि जानन्ति वा। सर्वे देवनागरी नागरीलिपि जानन्ति वा? ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनो भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्तिः। Let's try this one again. Let's say everyone to read it separately. Starting from Ramesh Mohde.
Hello.
तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः।
धन्यवादः दक्षजी। Are you able to read? Kripya? Daksha ji? Daksha sha? Kripya, shigram shigram gayantu. अन्यथा बहु समयः जातः। अस्तु, कृष्णभगिनी अस्ति, कृष्णमहोदय। पूर्णेन्दुजी।
ॐ सहना भवतु, सहनौ भुनक्तु, सह वीर्यं करवावहै, तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु, मा विद्युषावहै। ॐ शान्तिः शान्तिः शान्तिः।
सम्यक्, धन्यवादः। सो आई थिंक इफ एवरीबॉडी फॉलोज दिस ट्यून, सर्वे मिलित्वा यदा गायन्तु, तर्हि एतदेव लये लयेन गायन्तु। वट् ऐ एम् ट्रैङ्ग् टु से इस् वेन् एव्रिबडि सिङ्ग्स् टुगेदर्, कृपया सिङ्ग् इन् वन् सिङ्गल् ट्यून्। सो शेल् वि ट्रै अगेन् टुगेदर्? I will just say Om, and then everybody starts. Om
Sahana Vatu Sahana Vatu Sahana Vatu
शान्ति
शान्ति
बहु समीचीनं बहु समीचीनं धन्यवादः. So, and next is a proverb. Swadeshe pujyate raja. Vidwan sarvatra pujyate. This is from Niti Saraha. There are many books that have been written in the past. So, this is one of the famous one. So, what swadeshe? Swadeshe, in your own country. Pujyate raja. Raja, the king, is respected in his own country. But what he is trying to say is Vidwan, the scholars, sarvatra pujyate. The scholars are respected everywhere, all over the world. So that this is, so if we get knowledge, then we get respect everywhere. That is the main meaning here. So all of you, by learning Sanskritam, will become scholars, I guess. Okay, so let's do this Shamyatam Gitam. So I'm I know that all of you have not, none of you have said that they can't read Sanskritam apart from Naresh Mohade, if I remember from last time. Everybody can read Sanskritam, right? So if who doesn't know, just if nobody speaks, I assume that everybody can read it. If you don't know, then just say it now, so that I can.
And, my name is Priya. I will not be able to read the Sanskrit.
Okay, so I will keep that in mind.
My name is Harshada. I am also not able to read the Sanskrit.
Sorry, what is your name?
Harshada.
Oh, Harshita ji. Okay. So, is it the first lesson you have joined?
Yes. This is the first class.
Previously, which class did you join?
No class. This is my first class.
Okay. So, we will do some revision after this anyway.
Yeah, sure.
So let's try and lead and follow. So we will do this Gitam. Surasu Subodha Vishwamanogya.
ललिता हृदय रमणीया
अमृतवाणी संस्कृत भाषा नैव क्लेष्ठा न च कठिना कवि कोकिल वाल्मीकि विरचिता रामायण रमणीय कथा अतीव सरला मधुर मंजुला नैव क्लेष्ठा न च कठिना नैव क्लेष्ठा न च कठिना
व्यास विरचिता गणेश लिखिता महाभारते पुण्यकथा कौरव पांडव संगर मथिता नैव क्लिष्ठा न च कठिना कुरुक्षेत्र सम्रांगन गीता विश्ववंदिता भगवत गीता अमृत मधुरा कर्म दीपिका नैव क्लिष्ठा न च कठिना कवि कुरु गुल नव रसो मंजषा ऋतु रघु कुमार कविता विक्रम शांकुंतल मालविका नैव क्लिष्ठा न च कठिना नैव क्लिष्ठा न च कठिना
नैव क्लिष्ठा न च कठिना.
Dhanyavad. Next week I will request three of you to sing, five of you to sing two lines each, lead and follow you. So it will be, I'm giving the name now, starting from the beginning. I think Bhanumati ji have been with us for some time. So Vimla ji have been with us some time. Sandhya ji, Sangeeta ji and Sujata ji. So five of you with two lines each, yeah?
Oh. Haan, Bhagini.
Dhanyavad.
Haan, Bhagini.
Let's start with some revision because there are some people who attended first time. Mama Naama Anuradha. मम नाम अनुराधा विमला भगिनी भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम विमला
भगिनी संध्या भगिनी प्रेक्षतु
भवत्याः नाम किम्
पुनः वदतु भगिनी मम नाम विमला भवत्याः नाम किम् न श्रूयते
मम नाम विमला भवत्याः नाम किम्
मम नाम सन्ध्या भव नाम किम्
सन्ध्या भगिनी सुजाता भगिनीं पृच्छतु
मम नाम संज्ञा भव नाम किं
भवत्याः
मम भवत्याः नाम किं
मम नाम सुजाता भवत्याः नाम किम्
अनन्तरं
संज्ञा भगिनि
मम नाम संज्ञा भवत्याः नाम किम्
संध्या भगिनी प्रिया भगिनीं पृच्छतु
मम नाम संध्या भवतः नाम
भवत्याः
भवत्याः नाम किं
प्रिया भगिनी वदतु
मम नाम प्रिया भवत्याः नाम किं
सम्यक् समीचीनम् अनन्तरं पुन्नन्दुजी महोदय मम नाम अनुराधा पुण्य भवतः नाम किं
मम नाम पूर्णेन्दु भवत्याः नाम किं
कृष्ण महोदय पृच्छतु
मम नाम कृष्णः भवतः नाम किं
कृष्णमहोदय अनन्तरं हर्षदा भगिनीं पृच्छतु
भवत् मम नाम कृष्णः भवतः नाम किं
मम नाम हर्षदा भवत्या नाम किं
हर्षदा भगिनी दशरथ महोदयं पृच्छतु
मम नाम हर्षदा भवतः नाम किं
मम नाम दशरथः भवत्याः नाम किं
दशरथः महोदय अञ्जना महोदय भवतीं पृच्छतु
मम नाम दशरथः भवत्याः नाम किम्
अञ्जना भगिनी वदतु
मम नाम किं मम नाम अञ्जना
दशरथ महोदयं पृच्छतु भगिनी अञ्जना भगिनी दशरथ महोदयं पृच्छतु
भवतः नाम किं
मम नाम दशरथः
दशरथं भानुमती महोदयं भगवतीं पृच्छतु
मम नाम भानुमती भवत्याः नाम किम्
So we have done all the introductions now. So it is clear that when we are using istrilinga, we have to use bhavatyaha, and when we are using the pullinga, we are using bhavataha. So this was the revision. We already done saha, eshaha, kaha. Do you remember? We'll be doing quick revision. Saha is used when it is a little bit far, eshaha, nearer, and for prashnavachak shabdaha, we will use kaha. Saha kaha, saha, chashikaha, any pulling shabdaha, we will say saha if it's far, and then eshaha if it's near. So, same goes for when it is istrilinga shabdah. So we will use when it is for sa ka, sa, mahila, like that. Esha ka, esha, lata. Yeah? Okay. And when it's neuter, we will be using tat kim, tat phalam, etat phalam, tat phalam. So we will be using, it's for a neuter like phalam, vanam, anything like that. So for those who are first time, like Priya Bhagini and Harshada Bhagini, so we will have to practice a little bit more on this. Look, make sure you look at the previous slides as well. I don't know who is this 7047660296. It was last time as well, but I don't know who this person is. Bhavan, vadatu saka, Bhavan ka? Na jana me. So we also discussed that when there is in the end of any shabda, it is normally nipunsaklinga or neuter shabda. So how do we know what is in the end? What is the ending? You could actually write it separately, like pustakam. Bhagini, can you read Vimla Bhagini? Pustakam.
Pustakam.
Pustakam. Pa plus U plus Sa plus Sa plus A plus K plus A plus M. Pustak plus Am. Pustakam.
So one thing you have to notice that all the consonants you can't pronounce without the swaras. So when you are saying pa, you are already adding the a into that. So we are saying pa. Also, there is, you can't even pronounce without the swaras. So whatever way you pronounce, it's a. It does come like pa, swara, swara. So pa, u, sa, sa, ta, ta, a, ka, ka, a, plus ma, ma. So pustakam. So the next one is when we have to identify shabda. So when it is akaranta, most of the time it is pullinga shabda. It's not a rule though, that vrikshaha, it's ending with aha, it means that it is a pullinga shabda. But there will be some pullinga shabda, istrilinga shabda or nipunsaklinga shabda, they might end with a as well. But it's also one thing in Sanskritam is different about other languages is that you don't always have a thing like vrikshaha is not a animal or anything like that, so but it still can have a pulling shabda, comes into pulling shabda. So now istriling shabda may end with a long a, like mala, bala, lata, sita. So but it's again not a rule. There are some shabda like ending with e or o as well, which will like nadi or with long e, they are also istrilinga, but this is just a guideline to see if it's a istrilinga or a pulling shabda. So adhikaya, mostly that is the case, that this when it's end with then it's a nipunsak ling shabda. When it ends with aha, it's a masculine shabda. And when it's ending with long a, it is a striling shabda. It's not a rule. So here we have nadi, ending with long e. But again, when we see hari, hari is pulling shabda, ending with short e. So nadi is na a da e. So it becomes nadi. This is quite useful when you are writing in English. Then you have to be very careful how you write. Kshamyatam. So let's move forward. This is just a small guideline. And if there is any question up to that, you can ask me now and before we take the next topic. Did everybody go through the previous slides for first and second lesson? Or rather not go through? I'm assuming everybody knows. So now let's do some Pakshala Sambandhini Vastuni, all the things related with kitchen. So Esha Pakshala Saka, let's call out the Ramesh Mohde.
Sa Pakshala.
Prichatu, Krishna Mohde.
Sa Shulika.
Purnanda Mohde, next line.
Saha Chamasaha.
Sangeeta Bhagini, next line.
Sa Churika.
Sujata Bhagini?
Aam Bhagini. Sa Thalika.
Samyak. Samyachnam. Astu. Harshad Bhagini?
Saha Chashakaha.
Sandhya Bhagini?
Saha Adanika.
Puna Vadatu Bhagini? Bhagini, Puna Vadatu? Nashto ete. Supriya Bhagini, are you able to read? In English you can read.
Yes, Adhanika.
Prashnavachak shabdaha. Prashnam prichatu.
Sa Adhanika.
Sa Adhanika. And next is can't see. Vimala Bhagini.
Sa ka. Sa chashaka dhani. Chashaka dhani.
Samyak. Dashrath Mohadev.
Haji.
Prashnam prachitu prashnam.
Saka sa villani.
Samyak. Bhanu Bhatti Mohade. ओके नैना भगिनी पृच्छतु सम्यक् भानुमति भगिनी ओ कर्सर अत्र अस्ति
सः कः सः कटाः
अञ्जनभगिनी
सः कः कः सः मनः
सम्यक् रमेश महोदय
कृष्णमहोदय
Anil Chullihi. So you note here that it is ending with the short E.
But Sa is already written.
Yeah, Sa is already written. To stress that it is ending it with E, but it is still a feminine shabda. So yeah, as a matter of rule, as soon as you spoke, after speaking, mute yourself back again. And most of the time, keep it muted if you are not speaking. Okay, Sujata Bhagini.
Ambagini. सः कः सः बाष्पः
अस्तु हर्षदा भगिनी
सः कः सः द्रोणी सा कः सा द्रोणी
सा का सा द्रोणी
सा द्रोणी
संध्या भगिनी can you say it again? It wasn't clear. Maybe there is background.
Indanam.
Indanam? Is it, what linga is it?
It's a pulinga.
It's ending in right?
Napunsaklinga.
And how do you ask a question in Napunsaklinga?
Esaha ka. Esha indanam.
tat or etat?
Tat.
And kim?
Kim.
Tat kim?
Tat kim.
Yeah.
Et indanam.
Etat
indanam. Tat kim? Tat indanam.
Next is Priya Bhagini.
Etat kim? Tat patram.
Etat and tat is, if something is nearby, then you say etat. When it's not like a question and answer that tat kim and etat patram. It's what is that? That is patram. Oh, when you are saying tat kim, tat patram. Or etat kim, etat patram. Should be the same, right?
Okay.
Vimala Bhagini?
Saha kaha. Saha, saha ka. Saha vidyut chullihi.
Yeah, saha ka, sa, saha kaha.
Vidyut chullihi.
This is feminine. It will be saha ka. It's like same here. Anil chullihi. Vidut chillihi. This feminine. So next is Dashrath Mohde and Naina Bhagini.
Yes.
Saka sa kupi kupi.
Saka sa kupi. Naina Bhagini. Not kupi. Kupi.
Kupi.
Naina Bhagini?
Sa. Sa. Sixth Vartika.
Sixth Vartika.
Vartika.
Bhanumati Bhagini?
Rushu.
Sa. Ka. Sa. Jala Kupi.
Anjana Bhagini?
Saha parashuhu.
And last one, going to back to Ramesh Mohde.
Tat kim tat kashtam.
Tat kim tat kashtam, samyak. So we can see the difference, how to ask different things around our house. So next time, make a list of things that you would like to, in the room, label everything if you can, with little sticky labels, and try speaking those words every day in your life. So here is a little bit more Pakshala Sambandhi Vastuni, like Manjusha. We don't use these things every day, but this is still good to know. Dhumaha. Nowadays there is no smoke from the cooking anyway, but we've seen Bhashpaha before. So just knowing about these things, let's go back to these ones after we have done. So these are Bhashpasthali, that we have pressure cooker, Suchuti, Agni Petika, Shodhani, Chulli, Agni Shalaka, just things in our kitchen. Mukhya Prakoshtha. Mukhya Prakoshtha is basically the living room or the lounge or whatever you call in your local language. So it is good to know. Let's do it a little bit again, starting from Krishna Mohode. Let's see what it is. I will just do the cursor and a quick round of the question and answer. Yeah.
Ta ka ta bhitti.
भित्तिः
भित्तिः
पुट् एक्स्ट्रा केर् ओन् द प्रनौन्सियेशन् बिकोस् इन् संस्कृतं द एण्डिङ्ग्स् आर् वेरि इम्पोर्टेण्ट् इट् इस् वेरि डिफिकल्ट् टु वेन् सम्बडि इस् लिस्निङ्ग् इफ् देर् इस् नो क्लेरिटि इन् अवर् स्पीच् that what we are talking about
excuse me
yeah
bhitti means wall
wall diwar
thank you
next is punnendu ji punnendu ji वदतु भवान्
बाष्पस्थली
कुत्र भवान् कुत्र
मया तु बाष्पस्थली इति दृश्यते
बाष्पस्थली अत्र न मुख्यप्रकोष्ठः न दृश्यते मेन् रूम्
न दृश्यते न दृश्यते
For others, what do you see, main room or something else?
No, we see all. Yeah.
We see main room.
Idanim mukhya prakoshtah drishyate.
Drishyate.
Idanim drishyate.
Asto. Ekam prashnam prachatu. Atra?
Kim? Tat mudranayantram.
बहु सम्यक् नेक्स्ट् सङ्गीता भगिनी
सोरि सः क स तापानुकूलकः
तापानुकूलः हर्षदा भगिनी
तत् किं तत् वातायनं
सम्यक् सुजाता भगिनी
आं महोदय
Where the cursor okay. is?
Utpitika.
Fresh.
Sa ka. Sa utpitika.
Harshita Bhagini, did I ask you? No, Sandhya Bhagini. Sandhya Bhagini?
Yeah. Etat Kim? एतत् कठ
एतत् किं लिङ्गं कठः किं लिङ्गमस्ति कठस्य लिङ्गं किं
पुरुष
पुलिङ्गः
किं तत् कठः
सः कः सः कठः
सः कठ नो सः का सः कठ
नो सः कः
सः कः सः कठ
कठ मीनिङ्ग्
कार्पेट् रैट्
कार्पेट् या प्रिया भगिनी
तत् किं तत् दूरदर्शनं
समीचीनं विमला भगिनी
सः कः सः विद्युद्दीपः
नेक्स्ट् इस् दशरथ महोदय
तत् किं तत् चलनचित्रं
तत् चलनचित्रं नैना भगिनि
सा
का सा सञ्चिका क्षम्यताम् नेक्स्ट् इस् हु इस् नेक्स्ट् चित्रजी चित्र भगिनि नेक्स्ट् पठतु पुस्तकम् भगिनी पृच्छतु चित्र भगिनी पुस्तकं निपुंसकलिङ्गः अस्ति तत् किं तत् पुस्तकं भानुमती भगिनि शीघ्रं शीघ्रं वदतु भगिनि सम्यक् नरेश महोदय
निधानिका
प्रश्नः
किं
निधानिका स्त्रीलिङ्गः शब्दः अस्ति प्रश्नः सो कथं प्रश्नः अस्ति सा का सा निधानिका
सा का
सा निधानिका या हर्षदा जी हर्षदा जी नेक्स्ट
सः कः सः आसन्दः
Is there anybody I have missed out, not asked?
Anjana.
Anjana Bhagini.
Tat kim, tat upadanam.
Tat kim, tat upadanam. Samyak. So it is very clear now for everyone, except a little bit of practice might be required for this one. So this is a consonant song that some of you would like it, and I think if I asked to sing that song, would you like it? Would you join? Everybody knows the alphabet, do they? Varnamala Geetam? So maybe we can leave that if you know. You know it. I think if Priya Bhagini and who else was Harshada Bhagini, they might like it. So let's just do a couple of lines. Vimla Bhagini, do you want to lead this?
Yes. कमलं विकसति सुन्दर सरसि काखगाघाज्ञा चटकं गायति च्यू च्यू गीतं च च ज ज ज
नेक्स्ट संगीता भगिनि संगीता भगिनि नेक्स्ट लाइन
टन टन नादं करोति घंटा त थ ड ध ण
सुजाता भगिनि
सरोवर शाखा हरिता हरिता
दशरथ महोदय
जी सर्वरशाखा हरितः हरितः तथद न
नैना भगिनी
कृष्णमहोदय
यत्र तत्र चित्रपतङ्गा यत्र तत्र रे चित्रपतङ्गा यरलव हर्षदाजी हर्षदमहोदय ओ सॉरी यु कांट रीड सो रमेश
आई रीड
ओके
शशक शावको धावति कुरुदति शशसः
It's best when you listen to the YouTube. The link is down here in your own time. Okay. It's a very nice song. So let's Bhanumati Mohade, next line.
Patantu sarve, vadantu sarve, kachatatapa.
Chitra Bhagini? Are you there?
Yeah. Yes. So, which one I should read?
This line.
Okay. Ka ka ga ga nya cha cha ja ja nya.
So you have to note the difference between this na and this na. It's ka ka ga ga na and cha cha ja cha nya. Because remember in the very first lesson I explained that this na the anuswaras, the old na, they are with nasalized, but the main sound comes from for ka ka ga ga, all the from the throat. Has to come from the throat, and with the cha, it is from the talwe, talu. So all these, otherwise all the na sound the same. Okay, next line. Who can read this? Naresh Mohde, are you able to read?
Yes.
Next line.
Ta ta da da na, ta ta da da na.
So it's na and na, like ghanta. This is na is different to the other na. Ta tha da dha na. Yeah?
Yes.
Anybody else? Priya Bhagini, do you want to try?
Yes. Pa pa ba ba ma.
Yeah?
Ya ra la va sha sha sa ha.
So again pa pa ba bha ma. So if you remember the first letter is soft. When we say pa pa is hard, it's called mahaprana, and ba is again soft and bha is hard. Pa, pha, ba, bha, ma. So you will notice that in all the letters like ka, here kha and gha will be a bit harder, as and dha and dha will be hard. Same goes for all that. These are called mahapranas. Yeah? Then next line, who else is there? Anjana ji, Anjana Bhagini?
Yes. Kanthe kanthe sadaiva bhavatu varanam mala.
Next is Yes, Sandhyaji.
Mala. Mala Dhruva?
Dhritva. Malam. There is a dot on that.
Malam Dhritva. Gayam.
Gayama.
Re Lala.
Gayamaha.
Gayamaha. Re Lala Lala. La.
Ramesh Mote. Last. Lala Lala. So shall we try reading all together? Kamalam viksati sundar sarasi ka 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 ga ga na chat kamalaye jiv jiv geetam cha 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 nya tan tan nadam karoti kanta ta 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 tarvar shakah karitah karitah ta 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 dhana pashyantu cha tan tan lagu lagu matyan pa pha pa pha ma ma yatra yatra tatra chitra patangah yala shashka shavako bhavati murdati shashka patham patarve vadantu sarve kacha ta ta pa pa ka kha ga ga na cha 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 nya nya ta 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 na na ta 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 ga ga na na pa 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 kanthe kanthe sadaiva bhavatu vannanam mala malam dhritva gaya mahare la 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 Sumechanam, dhanyavada. Thank you for joining in. It was really good.
Ma'am, will you share this slide with us?
Yeah, I always share the slides. I will send the homework after this. So this is just a picture of the songs. This is Kamalam Viksati. Chivu Chattakaha, Ghanta, Vrikshaha, Matsyan, Chitrapatangaha, Shashikaha Shavako. So if we look at it, it will be nice. So the next topic is very easy. It's again a little bit of revision for those who have done it already. When you are asking somebody's name, you can ask in two different ways. One, you've already learned Bhavatyaha Namakim or Bhavataha Namakim. Here you could just say Aham Anuradha, like my name is Anuradha, rather than saying Mama Nama Anuradha, I could just say I am Anuradha, or my name is Anuradha, or I am Anuradha. You could just say Aham Anuradha. So I would like to quickly go through everyone. So you ask the next person the name, introduce yourself, and then say next person. Starting from Ramesh Mohade. Aham Anuradha, Bhavan Kaha?
Aham Rameshaha, Bhavan Kaha?
Krishna Mohade, Vadat.
Aham Krishnaha, Bhavan Kaha?
Bhavan Kaha. Sangeeta Bhaginim Pichatu?
सन्दिता किं पृच्छतु
सुजाता भगिनी
भवती का
सुजाता भगिनी हर्षदा महोदय
अहं सुजाता भवती का
सन्ध्या भगिनी
अहं हर्षदा भवती कः
भवती का
भवती का
सन्ध्या भगिनी प्रिया महोदय पृच्छतु
अहं सन्ध्या भवान् कः
प्रिया भगिनी
ओ प्रिया ओ सारि अहं सन्ध्या भवती का
प्रिया भगिनी दर्शत दशरथ महोदय पृच्छतु
अहं प्रिया भवान् कः
अहं दशरथः
सुनयना भगिनी
अहं नयना भवती का
भानुमती भगिनीं पृच्छतु
भवती का
अहं भानुमती भवती का अहं भानुमती भवती का
क्षम्यताम् नेक्स्ट् अञ्जना महोदय भवतीं पृच्छतु
अहम् अञ्जना
चित्रा भगिनीं पृच्छतु
ओके भवती का
अहं
चित्रा
नरेश नरेश महोदय पृच्छतु
भवान् कः
नरेश महोदय
अहं नरेश अहं नरेश
नरेशः पूर्णनन्द महोदय पृच्छतु
भवान् कः
पूर्णनन्द महोदय सन्ध्या भगिनीं पृच्छतु सन्ध्या भगिनी रमेश महोदयं पृच्छतु सन्ध्या भगिनी
अहं सन्ध्या भवान् कः
रमेश महोदय वदतु
अहं रमेशः भवती का
धन्यवादः नेक्स्ट् टोपिक् इस् आम् अस्ति और् नास्ति अस्ति नास्ति सो वेन् संथिङ्ग् एक्सिस्ट् यु विल् से लैक् अस्ति आसन्दः अस्ति आसन्दः इस् चेर् उत्पेटिका अस्ति इफ् इट् डस् नाट् एक्सिस्ट् देन् यु केन् से नास्ति लास्ट् टैम् डु यु रिमेम्बर् वि डिड् अत्र तत्र सर्वत्र एण्ड् अन्यत्र वि डिड् फैव् आफ् देम् टुडे वि विल् डु अस्ति और् नास्ति आसन्दः अस्ति उत्पेटिका अस्ति फलमस्ति वा फलं नास्ति बिकास् वि डोण्ट् सी देट् इन् द पिक्चर् रैट् आम् आसन्दः अस्ति रैट् यस् उत्पेटिका अत्र अस्ति वा अत्र अस्ति वा रमेश महोदय वदतु
न तत्र अस्ति उत्पेटिका तत्र अस्ति
या रमेश महोदय
आम् उत्पेटिका अत्र अस्ति
पुरुषः अस्ति वा कृष्णमहोदय
पुरुषः अस्ति
पुरुषः अस्ति आम् यस् आम्
आम् पुरुषः अस्ति
सङ्गीता भगिनी स्त्री
आम् आम् अत्र स्त्री अस्ति
स्त्री अस्ति
सुजाता भगिनी ध्वजः अस्ति वा
ध्वजः अस्ति
ध्वजः अस्ति.
सुजाता भगिनि, द्वारमस्ति वा?
द्वारं नास्ति.
द्वारं नास्ति. हर्षिता भगिनि, ट्रम्प् महोदय कुत्र अस्ति?
ट्रम्प् महोदय वैट् औट् अस्ति.
ट्रम्प् महोदय नास्ति अत्र. कुत्र अस्ति? और् अन्यत्र अस्ति. यु कुड् से यु डोण्ट् नो हिस् एल्स्वेर् रैट्. अन्यत्र. So we did, do you remember, we did kutra, atra, tatra, sarvatra, and anyatra. Yeah?
Okay. Then answer is like that. Pram mahode anyatra asti.
Haan, asti.
Shukshata nasti.
Oh, Pram mahode nasti. But he does exist, but we don't know where he exists. वृक्षः अस्ति वा अत्र? वृक्षः अस्ति वा
अत्र? वृक्षः अस्ति.
प्रिया भगिनी वदतु, वृक्षः अस्ति वा? अस्ति वा?
न, वृक्षः नास्ति.
बहु समीचीनं. दशरथ महोदय वदतु, पुष्पम् अस्ति वा?
न, पुष्पं नास्ति.
पुष्पं नास्ति.
न, पुष्पं नास्ति. नैना भगिनि, पत्रम् अस्ति वा?
आम्, पत्रं नास्ति.
पत्रम् अस्ति वा? पेपर्. अञ्जना भगिनि, तोयम् अस्ति वा?
तोयं नास्ति.
न, तोयं नास्ति. आकाशः अस्ति वा? नरेश महोदय, आकाशः. आकाशः कुत्र अस्ति? आकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति. वायुः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
आकाशः सर्वत्र अस्ति.
भानुमति महोदय, द्वारमस्ति वा?
न, द्वारं नास्ति.
द्वारं नास्ति. द्वारं वि काण्ट् सी इन् दिस् पिक्चर्. सो वातायनम् अस्ति वा? वातायनम् इस् विण्डो.
वातायनमस्ति.
चित्र भगिनि, ध्वजः अस्ति वा?
ध्वजः अस्ति. आम्, ध्वजः अस्ति.
बहु समीचीनम्. So last time we did the katha. We will do little bit of revision in that. So did you manage to read the katha in you as your homework? We will ask a few questions in that. Let's see how. Let me share it first. Because it was little bit difficult for some of the students, so I'm going to share it again. So are you able to see? No, I don't think you can see yet.
No.
Yeah.
Now you can see?
Now we can see.
Mm-hmm. एकः काकः अस्ति. सो काकः सः काकः किं सः कः सः काकः काकः अस्ति. I will just explain. I think you might already know, but some people were struggling. Ki ekaha kakaha. Here we are using ekaha is same as kakaha. When, for example, if we are saying lata, so then we will say eka lata asti rather than ekaha kakaha asti. So, yeah. Any good? You want to say something? Are you able to hear? What happened?
Yes, we can hear.
So, I was saying, like, when you will say ekaha, kakaha, asti, when it's a pulingaha shabda, then if it's a istriling shabda, then you will say eka lata asti. And if it's a neuter, ekam phalam asti. So do you see the difference between the three? So ekaha kakaha asti tada grishma kalaha, then it was summer or hot weather. Kalaha is samya, like any time.
Season.
Yeah. Oh. Saha trishitaha bhavati. Ramesh Mohde, do you want to read next few lines?
Saha jalasya anvishnam karoti. Tatra pashyati. Tatra pashyati. Sarvatra pashyati. Uttrapi jalam eva na asti.
So, can stop here. So, here this kutra is the same like we have said before. Kutra is a where is it? Kutra phalam asti, kutra pustakam asti, kutra kunjika asti. You could use that shabd everyday life. Kutra jalam asti, kutra mama ghati asti. Here you're saying kutra api jalam evna nasti. So when you want to little bit stress something, then you use the word ev in the end. Jalam ev na nasti. Kutrapi, where, nowhere. Kutra is where, but when we say kutrapi jalam na, jalam ev nasti, then we are saying nowhere, water was not there. So saha sarvatra jalartham brahmati. Although we can guess the meaning quite easily because of our mother tongue, but the main thing would be to carefully look at how the grammar is used here as well, even though it is spoken Sanskritam. So, saha sarvatra jalartham, jal artham. So, for the purpose of water. Jalartham. So we could use kimartham. Kimartham tatra gachati. Aham jalartham gachami. Saha sarvatra. He went everywhere. Jalartham brahmati. Brahmati is like atati or everywhere goes. Kakaha kashten duram gachati. He went suduram. Gachati, events a little bit far with difficulty. Tatra saha ekam ghatam pashyati. So you will see like ekam ghatam. He didn't say ekaha ghataha pashyati. Tatra saha ekam ghatam pashyati. काकः अतीव सन्तोषः भवति, किन्तु घटे स्वल्पमेव जलम् अस्ति. यु सी हियर् आल्सो इस् यूस्ड् एव शब्दः, स्वल्पमेव जलम् अस्ति. To stress that there was only very little water in that. So that's why like he couldn't find water anywhere. Or there was very little water. So stress is added when you use the ev shabdaha in the end. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. He could not drink the water. Patum. When you add tum in the end, patum, gantum, likhitum, anything you add like that, that is the purpose of something. Saha jalam patum na shaknoti. He could not drink the water. Jalam katham pibami. How do I drink the water? Iti.
What is meant?
Vadatu Bhavan. Shaknoti. Was not able.
Shaknoti. Not able.
Was not able to do. He was not able to drink the water.
Okay.
Yeah? Okay. Shaknoti. We will do all the Kriya Padam next week. Like Shaknoti, Bhavati, Asti, Chintyati. So, jalam katham pibami iti chintyati. He thinks, how do I drink the water? Katham pibami, aham katham gachami, aham katham likhami. So, you could use katham, how. Katham is how. How do I drink the water? Saha ekam upayam chintyati. He thinks of a solution or he thinks of a method. Ekam upayam. So here also is he didn't say ekaha upayaha. He said ekam upayam. So yeah, so whenever you are using some sort of adjective to something, then it is follows the same ending as the main shabda. Shila khandan anyati. Shila khandan is bahuvachnam. Shila khandan anyati ghate sthapayati. He brings lot of stones or little pebbles. Ghate sthapayati. And puts that into the chimitam. Ghate sthapayati. He puts those ones into the ghata or punaha bahu shila khandan anyati. He brings again many pebbles ghate puryati. He fills up the ghata. Jalam upari agachati. Water comes on the top. Kakasya anandha bhavati. Anandha bhavati. He becomes very happy. Kakaha tataha. Tataha is after that. Swa nidam gachati. Kakaha tataha. Then kakaha swa nidam gachati. Sukhen jivanam yapayati. So, even though you can understand the meaning, any question about the grammar or anything you think, please ask now, if it's not clear. So let me ask a question. I will ask a question starting from Rameshji. Rameshji, saha kimartham anveshanam karoti. Kakaha kimartham.
Jalam patum anveshanam karoti.
Saha jalartham anveshanam karoti. For the purpose of water, jalartham anveshanam karoti. कृष्णमहोदय सः कः भवति काकः कः भवति
अत्र तत्र सर्वत्र
सः त्रिषितः भवति अत्र पश्यति तत्र पश्यति सः कुत्र पश्यति
अत्र तत्र सर्वत्र पश्यति
बहु समीचीनं जलं कुत्र अस्ति सुजाता भगिनी
जलं कुत्रापि नास्ति
जलं कुत्रापि नास्ति काकः कुत्र गच्छति कष्टेन सङ्गीता भगिनी
काकः सुदूरं गच्छति
सः कष्टेन सुदूरं गच्छति सन्ध्या भगिनी काकः घटे घटे जलमस्ति वा सः
जलं
सः घटे जलम् अस्ति वा नास्ति घटे कियत् जलम् अस्ति कियत् समथिङ्ग् लैक् हौ मच् वास् इट् लैक्
जलं
स्वल्पमेव जलमस्ति हर्षद भगिनी सः का चिन्त्यति
सः एकम् उपाय चिन्तयति
सः चिन्त्यति एकम् उपायं चिन्त्यति सः एकम् उपायं चिन्त्यति अपि सम्यक् सः कान् आनयति
सः शिलाखण्डान् आनयति
सम्यक् भानुमति भगिनि जलं कुत्र आगच्छति दशरथ महोदय
सः प्लीज़ केन यू रिपीट द क्वेश्चन
जलं कुत्र आगच्छति
जलम् उपरि आगच्छति
काकः कः भवति प्रिया भगिनी
काकः
सन्तोषः
भवति
सः कुत्र गच्छति नैना भगिनी चित्र भगिनी सः कुत्र गच्छति ततः
नो द आडियो अण्ड् वीडियो नथिङ्ग् इस् कमिङ्ग् टु मी ऐ हाव् सम् प्राब्लम्
ओके अदर् केन् सी
काका स्वनिदं गच्छति
ऐ डिड् नाट् हेर् फ्रोम् चित्र भगिनी अञ्जना भगिनी सः कुत्र गच्छति
काकः स्वनिदं गच्छति
नरेश् महोदय सः केन जलं पिबति सः सः केन जलं पिबति?
सः सन्तोषेण जलं पिबति.
बहु समीचीनम्. See, I have asked all the questions like kena, kutra, katham. So it is very good, even it's our third lesson, that you already know all that and able to answer, which is brilliant. So let's finish the today's lesson. After this, let me share the other slide now. Next time we will do the sixth vibhakti, which will be very interesting for our class. Let me know. Can you see my other slide or not?
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes.
Yes,
we see.
Okay. So let's do the Shanti Mantra. We have already done. So hopefully this should go in tune. Sarve Melitva Gayantu. So next week we will do two things. One is the Shashti Vibhakti, and second is the Kriya Padani. So let's sing all together. All together. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Bhavantu Niramayah. Many thanks for joining in. Agre Saptah Milamah Punah.
धन्यवादः भगिनि.
धन्यवादः.
पुनर्मिलामः.
फील् फ्री टु गिव् एनी फीड्बेक् इफ् यु वाण्ट् टु डू समथिङ्ग् डिफ्रेण्ट् हियर्. ओके, थेङ्क् यु वेरि मच्.
स्वागतम्.
स्वागतं स्वागतम्.
Mm-hmm.